this a kid, 50 Cent. The biggest boss in the biz, Ricky Rose.
It's your boy, Wiz Khalifa, man.
Yeah. The Afternoon Jam with PA.
The People Station, 103.7, The Beat.
In Muskegon, Afternoon Jams on a special edition, as always, for the week-long conversation on sexual abuse and all things related. Connie Nesbury is here. How you doing today, Connie?
Great. How are you, Paul?
All right. Day number three. You've been hanging out with us.
Yeah, that's fun.
Good. It's good. Good to have you.
I even bought Big Rab some chocolate today.
Oh, wow.
I had to get him off that Coca-Cola.
That's hard to do. He's not going to get off that thing. That's his addiction right there. Well, we have a guest in the studio. Ruby Chapman is here from Eversharp Veterans Incorporation. How you doing today?
Doing fine, thank you, PA.
All right. You know what, Ruby, I never knew that you were in the military. I knew you had a military mind.
Thank you.
Militant mind.
Yes. I joined the Army Reserves back in the 80s. So I spent a 12-year tour, if you will, as a reservist.
Wow. 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 What was your MOS? What did you do?
My MOS, 71 Lima 10. Uh-huh. Paper pusher.
Okay, that's cool.
Admin, yeah.
Admin. Mm-hmm. Well, so we're here to talk about sexual assault in the military.
Yes, yes.
And if you don't mind, share, what do Eversharp do? What is services that you offer to the veterans?
Well, Eversharp Veterans Inc., which is located right here in Muskegon Heights, Michigan, is a 10-year-old veteran organization. It services homeless veterans, and it acts also as a veterans referral organization. Anything that the veteran needs, they come in, we can usually get them taken care of. If not, we can refer them. We have the resources to refer them to someone else that can meet their needs.
Have you had to deal with individuals who have been in the military and have been sexually assaulted?
Yes, we have. That's one of the reasons I thought this show might be a good format, just for the community, to get it out in the community that we're here and that there is help for victims of MST, military sexual trauma. We've had a couple of female veterans come in, and thank God they've gone through some programs, mm-hmm. and they're now living fulfilling lives.
Well, Connie got some stats over there. Connie, mm-hmm. What kind of stats you have on military assaults?
Well, it says this is military sexual trauma is any sexual harassment or sexual assault that occurs while you're in the military.
Exactly.
It can happen to men or women, mm-hmm. and can occur during peacetime, training, or war. And the stats are here among veterans who use the VA health care.
Mm-hmm.
They have about 23% of women reported sexual assault while in the military, and 55 out of 100 women, or 55%, and 38% of men have experienced sexual harassment in the military.
Mm, wow. Now, this is from Department of Justice President report to the president for last year, sexual assault in the military. Actually reported, and well, we find out that it occurs at a lot more higher rate than what's reported.
Yes.
2014 reported 5,983 of sexual assault, but they know that number is a lot higher. Why you think that is? Why is it so quiet on that?
Well, number one, I guess the military, no one wants to deal with the issue of rape. And in the military, they've done a good job of just sort of sweeping it under the mat, if you will. In 2012, there was a documentary film, an award-winning documentary film entitled The Invisible War that was presented. It went on to win the Peabody Award and Academy Award for Best Film Documentary of the Year. But when some of the when they showed this film to some of the staff, the higher ups in the military, some of our troops in the military, it seemed to make an impact. Since then, since 2010, actually, each year you notice there's more and more directives and regulations that are helping the person who has, or the survivor, the MST survivors,
okay.
as opposed to in the past where they would have covered it up, or if it's under your command, you can just, you don't even have to report it. Now, in terms of people coming forth, men are more apprehensive about coming forth where MST is concerned.
Well, is there assault from men on men?
Yes.
In the military.
Mm-hmm, in the military. Females, a little more forthcoming, but the repercussions in the past, retaliation, was always an issue. And then there's just the stigma attached to it.
Right.
So we want to get out to the community, the Muskegon community, in particular, that there is help available. And if you know of a veteran that's suffering from MST, military sexual trauma, that's sexual attacks that have occurred when they were serving with from another service member, that there is help for you. We collaborate, Eversharp, we collaborate with a Veteran Recovery Trauma Treatment Center in Cincinnati, actually.
Okay.
And we've sent a couple of veterans there. With good outcome.
Connie, I want to ask you about post-traumatic stress disorder.
Mm-hmm.
What is that post-traumatic stress disorder? And if I'm a person and somebody in my family is suffering from that, what would I notice?
Well, there's a whole range of symptoms that you could notice. Essentially, post-trauma stress is a normal reaction to a horrific incident in your life, like a near-death incident or mm-hmm. something, or where you feel your life is threatened.
Mm-hmm.
And it says here about 8 million adults have PTSD during any given year, but that's only a small portion of those who have gone through a trauma. So some people develop it and some people don't. And some of the symptoms you might see are just depression, high anxiety, hypervigilance. They might have flashbacks, all kinds of things like that.
Substance abuse.
Yes, yes.
Well, so what's the first step, Ruby? How do they reach out to you to get help?
The first step is actually calling. We are available Monday through Friday. We have an after-hour number, and we also have a crisis line where our veterans can call. Here in Muskegon, Eversharp Veterans, the number to call would be 231-737-8715. We would take a message or have you come into the office. Everything is strictly confidential, by the way, and there are only two people out of the office that would be handling the MST initially.
There was a report that was done, and it went to Congress, and from there they increased the monitoring of sexual assault. But one of the reports stated that in 2013, I think 2012, of the 5,061 reported case, only 484 went to trial. Only 376 resulted in conviction, way less than 10% of the reported cases. It seemed to be that somehow or another, it's not convincing enough to people to get it convicted. I don't know whether the burden is in the military court, but that is a very low conviction rate.
It is very low, and former Secretary of Defense Leon Panetta, who actually viewed this film, The Invisible War, 2 days later, he issued a directive. And the directive was dealing with the rapes that occur within a unit, and at that point, the directive was, if there is a rape, colonel or above would be handling it. No more would they allow the units themselves to adjudicate these cases.
Right.
Because if you're friends with the CO or right. the captain, or the captain, the CO could actually be the perpetrator.
Right.
So I think that's a real important step to get it out of the hands of the immediate unit and take it to a higher level.
Wow. But people got to make, if they've been through it, they got to make their phone call.
If you are a survivor,
right.
I should say, of military sexual trauma, and you're distributing or showing some of the sleeplessness, depression, eating, not eating, substance abuse, you know, drinking and drugging, the first step is to call, and the first step is to know that there is help out here available to you. There's support groups out here available to you, and that right here in Muskegon, you know. We can help you.
Well, is there a charge for being Eversharp?
No, there is this is a nonprofit organization. You come in and we address whatever needs that you bring to us.
I also see that y'all help out on housing too.
Initially, Eversharp Veterans was started for homeless veterans. So yes, we do. If there's a homeless veteran out there, we want to secure shelter for them, rather permanent or temporary.
Okay, so there are support groups that people can join and all that.
Support groups, yes. Mm-hmm.
That's good.
And there are resources here in the community. Right.
Well, you need to call Miss Chapman. She's a very nice lady, very confident lady. Ruby is very sweet lady. My mom was at a Myers a couple years ago, and I think one of the employees was not treating her right, and she told me that you stepped up to her defense and told this man, "You ain't gonna talk to this lady like that."
And I said, "Carb the baloney, okay? just go ahead and slice it." She bought it from here. She clearly didn't take it.
Right.
And when he didn't, I just went and got someone else that would you know, that could get the job done.
I really appreciate that.
I'm also an advocate for the mature and the senior population.
Go ahead, Connie.
I got a question. I was talking to a veteran on the street the other day, and he said that he was homeless, and he had two grandchildren, and the church was keeping his grandkids, but he was upset, and he said he was sleeping outside because they wouldn't let his grandkids, you know, be in the same place with him in the mission. So do you have places, like, for families like that?
That's something.
If somebody comes...
You know, we did have an incident like that earlier this year, and we ended up securing them a place in the Grand Rapids area, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. In Muskegon, that is just the way it has been, but it's not the way it has to be. Preferably, you want to keep a family together.
Right. Well, hopefully by us talking about it, somebody will call up and we can get this changed.
Right.
Get some more stuff going.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We see people out over there by Walmart and... Myers looking for donations. Do they ever reach out to Eversharp?
When the occasions that I've had to, you know, where my paths cross these people, what I do is I'll always give them a card. Mm-hmm. I'll give them a card because sometimes is not what it seems. You know, sometimes that people are just out there making a hustle at the veteran's expense. Okay. They're using the name homeless veteran, and they're not. You know, you can see them out there any given day, and they collect a good share of money, and some of them aren't veterans.
They're
at
not
all.
Veterans.
Some of them are not veterans at all. Wow. The veterans, if you give them a card, they'll call. They will call.
Do veterans have a card they can carry with them? So we can, like, know? That they're veterans?
Well, if they have their dog tags, but no. Yeah. If they're really homeless, they won't have any type of ID on them. So that's why we give out the cards, give out the information, try and put the information out there. We do have people. Last year we had a sister. Her brother is a veteran. She called us. She got the information about Eversharp, gave us a call. Her brother was having some issues, and we said, come in. And she came in, and we was able to help him.
All right, go ahead, Connie.
Okay, I got another question. I was telling you before the show that I went through a lot of military trainings to work with the Iraqi and Afghanistan vets last fall.
Okay.
And because in the past I'd worked with Vietnam and Desert Storm vets. Mm-hmm. But the big difference they were talking about is the multiple deployments right now. And I'm just thinking, I can't imagine if somebody on their, say, their first deployment, they got sexually abused, and then they got to go back and do more deployments. Have you run into that?
Not yet, but with the influx of troops that are going to be coming home, every day it's a different day. Mm-hmm. Working with veterans. And multiple deployments, and if you've experienced any type of trauma, you add into the dimension of transitioning back into civilian life, mm-hmm. Chances are you're going to need some support. And that's why we have agencies such as Eversharp, where we can, you know, lend that support or refer you to an agency to...
Here's a question for you. Maybe when a person is arrested here in America, you find out they're arrested. And I know you're innocent until proven guilty. Mm-hmm. But when a person is arrested in the military, that's not public knowledge, is it? Because
not necessarily, because we have the military code of justice, and military has their own judicial
system.
Mm-hmm.
So my thing is, with these high rates of reports, mm-hmm. and you got 5,000, 6,000 a year that's reported, God knows we got more than that, and most of them being found not guilty, these people are actually coming back to the streets.
Hmm.
And what we know about sexual abusers, that they don't stop.
Exactly.
If they're a sexual abuser on a battleground, they're a sexual abuser in their home city.
You know, Pia, a lot of times the perpetrators, they go on to have outstanding careers in the military, sad to say.
Wow.
The perpetrators will go on and will actually move up in the ranks a lot of times.
Mm.
So they're pretty much always going to, you know, have a secured spot for themselves. But on the chance that if they were convicted in the military for sexual crime, they will be imprisoned.
Wow. And they get a lot of time. In the
yes,
military.
Yes.
Wow. Anything else you want to share while you're here, Ruby? Anything else about Ever Sharp? It don't have to be related to sexual assault, sexual abuse.
Just to let the Muskegon County know that Ever Sharp Veterans, Inc., is here in the community. We are a 501c3 nonprofit organization, and we are here Monday through Friday, 4 p.m., to service veterans, families of veterans, and also coming with, I believe within the next 2 weeks, Eversharp will be introducing a MST hotline where no matter where you are, you can call this number, 800 number. You'll either get someone or someone will take a message and be returning your call shortly. So Eversharp is really excited about putting into play the 800 MST hotline.
Is that name?
What is your phone number, again, so people know?
737-8715.
The name Eversharp, is that like a local name? Was that someone who served in the military?
Now, the executive director, who unfortunately he's out of town because of death in the family, Robert Wilson, he is a decorated Vietnam veteran, a Marine. Okay. And Eversharp veteran was taken from his, that was his call sign when he was in Vietnam. He lost his radio man, Mr. Gary Rames, in the war. And when he decided to do something to give back, and to do something meaningful for veterans, because he has a passion for veterans and a heart for veterans, he chose Eversharp. That was his old radio call signs during the Vietnam War.
That's cool. Mm-hmm. That's good. Give him respect and honor.
Yes.
All right, Ruby. Thank you. You have a beautiful smile, Ruby.
Thank you.
And tell your mom, Miss Mother Herman, I said hello.
I certainly will.
And she makes one of the best bean pies. Her and Brother William Muhammad. Mm-hmm. They got different styles, but both of them are good.
They are. I like the custard. Some depending on your taste.
Is she still making them?
She does, but not as often as she used to.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
Thank you for allowing us the opportunity to get the issue out of MST to the community.
It's very important.
Yes.
It's very important. This whole thing today is about resources. We have coming up in the 5 o'clock hour, Health West will be here to talk about resources to get
wonderful
help. And then we have a psychologist on at 6 o'clock hour. So it's all about resources for people who've been through it. It
exactly.
Just as a man, it frustrates you. It really, really frustrates you when you see the numbers there.
It does.
It's just like really, really, really. You really wish you can do something. You feel powerless. So, this is what we have. We have the airwaves.
Exactly.
And so we just do what we can to talk about
and getting the word out. And
and something about sexual abuse, it's in every family. They don't want to talk about it.
No, they don't.
My grandmother, mm-hmm. Bless her, brother, may she rest in peace. Mm-hmm. Her first child consumed by rape at 12 years old.
Oh, wow.
Her uncle. And what they did to her, they punished her by taking the baby and shipping the baby to Detroit.
Wow.
And the uncle, nothing happened to him. So there's frustration, in hearing those stories.
Yes.
While her parents was dead. So she was vulnerable. She was staying with an auntie.
Okay.
And an auntie husband raped her. And so it's in everybody's households. I mean, not everybody's household, but family. You know, I hope it don't occur in everybody's household, but we do know it's in everybody's family somewhere.
Exactly. And, yeah. and as parents, I look at it on the parent side, too. When my daughters were small, it's like every year, they knew what appropriate and inappropriate touching was.
Right.
And every year I'd sit them down and I'm like, has anyone touched you inappropriately?
Right.
And finally, by the time they were teenagers, it got to the point like, not this question again, Mom.
Right,
when are you going to quit asking us this? I'll say, because I want to make sure nothing right. happens on my watch. I don't want 10, 20 years.
Good for you.
And then you tell me so-and-so touched me
right.
or this happened to me. So, yeah, I'm asking now. I want to be proactive, you know, so.
Right. Thank you again, Eversharp Veterans, Inc. You can give a telephone number one last time before we go.
231-737-8715.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Peter. Yeah.